God, I can't think of a better opening and lead in to having us hear your word and having it change our lives. So the words that Michael shared with us be on our hearts as we listen to the words that you share with us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, we're in this book of Mark, chapter 4. Some of you have already told me that you read chapter 4. That's great. I suggest that you do that because you don't know where I'm going to go. We plus you can prove that I'm in the right chapter or not. So, but I hope you have your epistemological hat on today. Because the more I study the problems in our pantheistic culture, especially as I look through ecclesiological lens, so many of the justified believe we just need more propitiation. While yet others believe we need to lean into superlapsarianism views. Of course, the silly extremism of infralapsarianism. You know what I mean? But I don't agree with that. I believe our real problem is homiletics. We all have these preachers attempting to declare truth through eisegesis as they put exegesis on the back shelf. That just ticks me off. That's the real battle. Agreed? Who's with me? Say what? What if I preach that way for the entire sermon? I don't think I could last, really. Because believe me, I sweated out those first two paragraphs right there. You wouldn't come back. Why? Because it doesn't make any sense. But actually, it does. See, if you listen with the right ears, with theological ears, but most of us don't have those ears, don't have the ears, the theological ears to hear that message. And that actually illustrates what we learn as we turn to chapter 4 today in our study of Mark. In light of what we've just experienced in that horrible word jumble, Jesus says something very spiritually significant in our study of chapter 4 in Mark today. Jesus said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." While it isn't vital that we have theological ears, I do hope we have ears that desire to hear Jesus. Over the past 3 weeks, we've seen many miracles and teachings of Jesus as his mission and his calling come into focus. Today, as we dive into chapter 4, we see another vital aspect of Jesus' ministry, his ability to tell stories. Those stories are also known as parables. Jesus told over 30 parables to help us to better understand God and his kingdom. A parable is a story that illustrates a deep spiritual truth about God or the kingdom of heaven. He used everyday examples like light from a lamp, salt, wheat, birds of the air, even hair. Or hair. That's where I have hair. One time he talked about a lost sheep and a lost coin to state how the owner, which is a picture of God, will go to the ends of the earth to find those things. Or the prodigal son shows the father's love on many levels. Or the good Samaritan cares for a stranger, and in so doing shows us how to engage in the world, how everyone is our neighbor. Well, Mark shares 9 of Jesus' parables, 30 parables in his gospel. And it's in this chapter, chapter 4, we find 4 of them. In the middle of the first parable, called the parable of the soils, Jesus says, "Whoever has ears, let them hear." In other words, Jesus wants us to hear from him. In so doing, Jesus shows us 4 different types of followers. The first one has plugged ears. Listen, a farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came and ate it up. Later, Jesus explained what he meant. Some people are like seed along the path where the world is sown, as word is sown. As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown in them. Jesus describes this kind of person like hard soil. The seed gets thrown on the soil, but their hearts are hard, our ears are plugged, in other words. Jesus is saying that sadly, many people just don't have an openness to God. My hope is that none of us are in that category, but life is messy, and life can cause us to doubt sometimes. Even in the middle of this parable, Jesus said some people won't ever want to hear. So you may ask, what hardens a heart, or what plugs a person's ears to God? Well, Jesus called it out. The devil steals away any spiritual wisdom planted in a person. The devil is the father of lies. So just like Adam and Eve, Satan whispers things like, there's no God. So their pride builds up, they can do their life on their own. Or he says, you can't trust God. Or the person addicted to some sin. God would never love you because of the things you did. So fear or discouragement set in. Or he divides the church. You can't trust the church, it's full of hypocrites. So the person agrees with the enemy, and the ears remain plugged. Jesus then went on to describe another type of person who may not have ears to fully hear. It's the immature ears. Some seed fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil. It sprang up quickly because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched and they withered because they had no root. So, Jesus expressed the second set of ears in which their seed was planted in rocky soil. Let's look how he described them down a little later. Others, like seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and at once receive it with joy. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, they quickly fall away. Now that's a tough one, because this describes a lot of us. Jesus is calling out the spiritually immature person. What does that look like? Well, what does an immature child look like? They pout when they don't get their way. They live for themselves. They make foolish choices with no discipline. They live for the moment. They don't play well with others in the sandbox. So Jesus' warning for the spiritually immature person is that when times of trouble come, they have nothing to hang on to. Grandson Briar, 3 years old, it's just almost amusing. And if he was an adult, I would think he was evil, because the way he reacts when he does something wrong, he gets called on it because he just does this. You can't see me. I'm not going to close my eyes. I'm just not a part of the world anymore. So let it move on. It's almost, and you've got to know you're wrong, buddy. I shouldn't pick on Briar because that's just an illustration of a spiritually immature person is. So they fall away. They fall for gossip. They quit because of their immature ears, fall into the trappings of fears and lies because they don't have the deep roots that one with maturity has. Now, the third type of ears Jesus describes as infected ears. Now, other seed fell among the thorns, which grew up and choked the plants so that they did not bear grain. And this is another fascinating lesson from Jesus, because in other places he says good and bad grow together. Wheat and weeds grow together. As it says in the Old Testament, rain falls on the righteous and the unrighteous. Then he clarifies. Still others, like seed sown among thorns, hear the word, but the worries of this life, the deceitfulness of wealth, and the desires of other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. This person with some growth and sprouting, but their ears are infected by the pressures and worries of this world, the problems and headaches of everyday life. We all know there are pressures in this life, from daily bills to bad relationships to job stress. We all have problems. The question is, do you let the pressures of life sabotage the joy of walking and hearing from God, even in the midst of the stresses and worries of life? To understand the deeper meaning from Jesus here, just think about how much effort it takes to grow weeds. None. It takes no effort to grow weeds. They just grow. Weeds are actually a sign of neglect. The person starts doing a Bible study, the fruit grows, but the worries of the world cause them to get busy and stop going to community group or Bible study, or stop being held accountable, and before you know it, ding, 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 the weeds come in, and the weeds win. And the voice of God is drowned out. Now let's go to healthy ears. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up, it grew, and produced a crop, some multiplying 30, some 60, and some 100 times. Jesus then explains the blessings of being healthy. Others, like seed sown on good soil, hear the word, accept it, and produce a crop, some 30, some 60, some 100 times what was sown. Doesn't that sound great? I want that. Jesus described it so clearly. Good soil is the person who hears the word of God and accepts it. They can produce a crop of up to 100-fold. That is an incredible ROI, return on investment. This is what it means to walk by faith. I hold on to the promises of God and the good news. When you have healthy soil, the seed planted in you grows. It just does. As Jesus said, when you hear the word of God and accept it, the seed grows, and here's the good news. If you read chapter 4, if you read it this week, you saw the parable of the mustard seed, right? Some of you already pointed that out to me. It's the tiniest of seeds, and yet it grows into a huge tree. In Matthew and Luke, we are told that we just need to have the faith of a mustard seed. That's the seed on the right, if you didn't understand that, and there's the tree on the left. So, yeah, look at that. It's quite a contrast. Think about that. Jesus was helping us understand that it isn't the amount of faith that we have, it's where we place our faith. What holds us up, what holds you up, isn't how much faith you have, but how dependable that is, that which is the object of your faith. See, a millimeter of ice will not hold me. But if I barely creak out on a 2-foot thick ice, it's going to hold me, regardless if I trust it a little or trust it a lot. Some of us put our faith in stocks or in pension or in smarts and savings accounts or in the company we work for. But guess what? All of those things are going to let us down. They're like thin ice. What Jesus is saying to us today is that when we trust in him, in the smallest of ways, great growth will happen when we hear his voice and we trust him. So there we have it. Plugged ears, immature ears, infected ears, and healthy ears. The question before us is, how do we all gain healthy ears? I'm hoping that's what you all want after all that. So as we look at this list, the temptation is to put yourself into one of these four categories, but life isn't that clean. I wish it was. I wish it was linear. As we just graduate to the next level, as we move on and we finally arrive at healthy spiritual ears, healthy soil, mature in all ways, but that isn't reality for most of us. Any given day, I am in a multiple of those categories, depending on the topic or the situation. I may be open to hearing from God and reading the Bible, but don't ask me to be mature in my money. It's hard for me. Or to be nice to that coworker or family member that really hurt me. That's difficult. I may be hearing clearly on things I want to hear about, but caring for the poorly and marginalized, do I plug my ears or do I let my immatures tell me to think of only myself? You see how it's a non-linear battle? You see, our lives and faith journeys are complex. So how do we mature in these various areas? Well, the answer may actually lie in how we read this parable. I learned something new in the study of this parable. I've often thought of this as the parable of the soils, and in many Bibles, you'll have it listed and titled that way. Many Bible translations call it that, but the NIV and a few other scholars and theologians who gave us those fancy words in the beginning, so you can choose to believe them or not, actually title it, in my opinion, by a much more accurate title, A Parable of the Sower. You see, as long as we think maturity is only up to us, we stumble, we fail. But the good news is that this parable is about the sower. Did you notice one thing that all four of these types of soil had? The sower. The sower who represents God. He threw seed on each of the soils. So many of us are prone to think if we aren't mature in all areas, then God is disappointed in us. So we beat ourselves up saying, I failed God. But guess what? God still is throwing seed in your direction. Because God is the God of second and the third and fourth chances. His grace is sufficient for you today, so start today. He loves you as you are, and he believes in who is you are maturing into. Another way to say it is this. Our God is a broadcaster. Now, I went to MSU, and my degree was telecommunications back in the day that there was no internet, so we didn't know that was a thing. So it was basically TV and radio. It used to be called TV and radio, but I think they wanted to be fancy and called it telecommunications. It was TV and radio. But it was about broadcasting. In the TV and radio world, it's broadcast, right? Now, do you know, and I'm sure you do, that broadcasting is a farming concept. Broadcasting is spreading seed throughout the field. In other words, God is broadcasting everywhere, but sadly, many of us might not be tuning in. When Jesus said, whoever has ears to hear, let him hear, he was saying that many people are hearing other frequencies. Like right now, there is heavy metal music going on in this room. Right now, there is talk radio. Right now, there is opera. The frequencies are in this room, and we'd be picked up by a radio. So now that's why it's there. But we aren't, so we can't hear them. No headbangers on there. In the same way, God is broadcasting to each of us at all times, regardless of which type of ears we have. He wants us to have ears to hear. So with that in mind, let's go back to our question of wanting to have healthy spiritual ears. How do we get ears to hear? Well, the answer may surprise you. As we read Mark together, there will be some surprise twists, and you may have seen that. It turns along the way, and today's twist in Mark 4 is a doozy. In the middle of telling this parable, Jesus throws a crazy curveball. When he was alone, the 12 and the others around him asked him about the parables. He told them, the secret of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to those on the outside, everything is said in parables so that they may be ever seeing, but never perceiving, and ever hearing, but never understanding. Otherwise, they might turn and be forgiven. Say, so what in the world is Jesus saying here? In verse 1, it said that a very large crowd was following him. Now, here Jesus pulls the disciples aside and says, I'm going to tell some of these parables to confuse people, or they will repent and be forgiven. What? That's crazy. Picture what's going on here. A huge crowd is gathered around Jesus. He pulls them aside and he says, I'm going to start speaking in metaphors. I'm going to start speaking in word picture stories. Otherwise, everyone will keep following me. Jesus seems like the worst salesperson of all time. He's doing all of the wrong things to start a revolution. He starts telling cryptic parables. He starts talking about dying and sacrifice and forgiveness. He might as well be speaking in big theological words that no one understands. What's he doing? Well, believe it or not, this is actually about our maturity and gaining healthy ears. Jesus is saying, I don't want you to follow me because of my miraculous healing power or my great oratory skill and teaching. I don't want you wowed by presentation, just following facts. I want you walking by faith. In other words, Jesus wants us to want to tune in. He doesn't want us just jumping on the bandwagon because Jesus is popular by the crowds. There's a lot of that going on, right? He doesn't want groupies. He is saying the ones who can actually hear my voice and the ones who actually can become healthy in spiritual maturity are those who want to grow. They're going to do hard things. They're going to sacrifice. They know it's not easy to follow Jesus, but it is worth it. They want to be a part of what God is doing. I know that you may be thinking, so what are the three steps to spiritual growth? Tell me what to do and I'll do it. I got my pencil out. I got my paper out. Tell me. The answer to spiritual growth, to getting healthy spiritual ears, write this down, is to tune into his voice every day until you die. The secret to spiritual growth is to tune into his voice every day until the day you die. Chapter 4 of Mark makes it clear, Jesus is broadcasting through his scriptures, through prayer, through conversations with fellow followers, through times of pain, through times of joy, through times of anxiety, through stress. I know we like to package Christianity with a nice bow on top. It just feels good to do that. But life is not that simple. Here's what I've learned in the first four chapters of Mark. Jesus is worth following, and Jesus is worth listening to. So the question is, are you tuning in? Are you tuning out? Jesus knows that this world will distract us. It will discourage us. It will cause us to doubt. It'll make us want to quit. So he wants us to lean in, to listen to his voice, to be guided by his Holy Spirit. If your issue is a hard heart, plugged ears, do you know how God softens the soil? Rain. If that's you, I hope the rain of this season, the melting snow of this season, will soften your heart as you cry out to Jesus. He is broadcasting right now. Do you desire to hear what he's saying? By the way, at the end of this chapter, after Jesus taught four parables on faith and hearing from God, the disciples were in a boat in the Sea of Galilee, and a wild storm came up. And the final verse of the chapter says this from the lips of the disciples: "Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This life is full of storms and tension, but even they listen to him. Even the storm listens to him. Bow your heads with me. Father in heaven, we want to tune into your frequency daily and again till the day we die. We want to be in tune with what you have for us to hear. We have ears, let us hear. Help us with our immaturity. Help us with our hard hearts. Help us work towards a spiritual maturity that reflects a true spiritual follower of Jesus Christ. I know that through the power of the Holy Spirit, and only through that power can we do that. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.